Okay, so good morning. Now, before I dive in to my sermon, I wanted to point out three things that I found were kind of interesting as I was reading the passage. First of all, the imagery, obviously. The bones, right? That's a big part of the story, and I think it's kind of what sets the story aside from other Bible stories, because I'm not a Bible expert, but I can't really think of a whole lot of other stories that talk about, you know, people feeling like bones, you know, just no life in them, and the fact that they're coming back together and there's flesh growing on them and tendons and all that other stuff. I just think that, you know, makes the story kind of special. And then another aspect I found kind of interesting is while I was reading all these commentaries about this passage, pretty much all of them said, like within the first paragraph or so, that it was a well-known passage. And I was like, I don't know if I fell asleep in service as a kid or maybe just didn't go that day or that Sunday, but I don't really remember hearing about this passage a whole lot. And so I think, you know, it's kind of cool. We got to pick this passage a couple weeks ago. So we kind of wanted to pick one that was a little, you know, different than what we're used to. And like I said, we picked out this passage like a while ago and kind of before our lives kind of all went crazy and or kind of went in all different directions. And so I think it's kind of interesting how relatable this passage is to our lives in general, but especially in the times that we're in, like right now. So those are my three points. Now I'm going to get into the sermon more. Okay. So first of all, the bones, right? They play a big part in the story. And while it'd be really cool if this was like real, like if bones were really moving and stuff out of the ground, that'd be cool. But it's kind of agreed that this is more of a like metaphor type thing to kind of represent the Israelites that are in exile and how they're feeling kind of hopeless, right? They've been exiled and they've kind of just come to terms with it and they're just tired of being in exile, right? They want to be home and in their homelands, but I mean, they just kind of running out of fumes to just keep going. And, you know, they're longing to go back to their homelands, right? And get a sense of normalcy back in their life. And altogether, I just kind of feel like they feel kind of numb to the situation. They don't really even maybe think really about what's going on to them. And I feel like at some point in our lives, we probably felt like these Israelites, or we probably felt like some dry bones. And if you haven't felt this, might one day in your life, because it's life, it's not easy, and it's not perfect. But this whole story just kind of reminds me of the idea that, like, you know, we're on a road of life. Life is a road, like, life is a highway, like that song, right? And I think oftentimes we end up speeding down this road, right? You know, not really paying attention to our surroundings. We might even get pulled over or given a ticket, right? And we've probably, you know, forgotten to turn, right? We just don't even realize that we were supposed to turn 2 miles ago. Or sometimes we get just straight up lost. Like I know going to Atlanta or Birmingham, I just can't. I really can't do that. I get lost. And that happens in life too. And another interesting thing about just the fact that our lives, like we're going down a road, is the fact that sometimes we just kind of get to coasting, right? We get comfortable with where we are, we get set in our schedules, and we just kind of go through the motions, right? We just kind of get on our little autopilot mode, if you will. And like I said, we get caught up in our routines and we face setbacks often, right? Those that are predicted and not predicted. We face obstacles, like flat tires and I don't know what else. We run into emotional and like mental barriers that we set on ourselves or that society or others set on us. And we also often, sometimes these hardships in our life, sometimes we act intentionally, right? We know what we're doing, and we know that later on this probably isn't the best idea, but we're just worried about the now, and we want to do whatever, and we don't think about the bigger picture in life. And sometimes we unintentionally kind of veer off our path, like things like illness or loss just kind of pop up, and they're really out of our control, and we can't really do anything about it. And then sometimes, like these Israelites, I feel like we get numb. Like I said, we get so used to our routines and our daily schedules, and we just want to maintain those and not change anything. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, I don't think. But in the long run, this mindset doesn't really push you to learn more about the people around you and to explore the world around you and to, you know, form relationships and love people like we're called to do. And another thing about human nature is that we just don't really like to wait, right? We don't like to wait for food in restaurants. We don't like to wait for our grades to get back. We just don't like to wait, and that's fine. But we just want to be there. We want to meet that end goal, right? We're not really worried about what goes on in between. We don't even really like being in those in-between stages because they're just weird. We don't really know, like, what we're supposed to do. We're just worried about graduating or whatever, and we don't really take the time to think about what I'm doing right now to ensure that I can graduate and all that thing or all that stuff. But I encourage you to think about these in-between seasons as times for growth and the like, because sometimes I feel like the lessons that we learn in these in-between seasons are sometimes more important than the end goal itself, right? There's a quote I found during my research, if you will, and it says to open yourself to the breath of the Spirit. And I just think that means whatever you want it to mean. I think it means that during these times of waiting and uncertainty that we should just open ourselves up to not only other people around us, maybe our loved ones giving us advice, but maybe we should open ourselves up to God and just try to see what he's telling us or maybe what he wants us to learn about ourselves. And so, yeah, I just encourage you to try to learn about yourself during times like this and to, you know, like in times of Lent when life's a little more mild, just to try to open up and figure out what God's trying to tell you. And even throughout the difficult seasons, I think it's important to be open to new ideas and just to be open about everything and just try to learn more about yourself and the people around you. And like I said in the beginning, this passage has a lot, or it relates a lot to today and the kind of new lifestyle that we're living in, right? Being in quarantine and staying 6 feet apart and all that fun. And I don't know about y'all, but for me, it's been a little difficult, a little weird transitioning from going to school in the beautiful Haley Center to having to log in on Zoom every day and basically FaceTime all my peers and teachers. And even at work, life is so weird because I work at Byron's, and it's a restaurant. And you can't obviously go inside and eat, but you can still place orders to go. And so just the interaction with customers is so weird. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. And I think one thing we can all agree on is that we all just want to go back to normal, like as soon as possible. We don't really like living in this weird quarantined world. We don't like not knowing how to stop the coronavirus or how to cure it quite yet. We don't like living in this uncertainty. We don't like not knowing when all this is going to end. And we don't like not being separated from our loved ones. A lot of my friends have gone back home, and it makes me sad because I can't hang out with them, and I can't even hang out with my cousins and all that stuff. But throughout all this, and I know you've probably heard this 100 times, but God is with us. And it's important to note that while he doesn't purposely create all these problems, he doesn't like watching us go through these hardships, right? So I encourage you to look for the hope of God around you during times like this. For me personally, I always see God most present in the people around me and the interactions I have with them, and just watching people treat other people with love and just all happiness and goodness. So, like I said, looking for the hope of God can be in anything you do, whether it's through music or just going outside or just, you know, having time for reflection, whatever it may be. I know I've also seen God through the doctors that we see on TV every day that are working 12-plus hour shifts just trying to keep all this under control and really try to help minimize contact and minimize the spread of it. And it's also kind of warmed my heart. While sometimes watching the news is kind of sad to see all this going on, there's always usually a couple minutes at the end where they do a little, like, you know, quick pick-me-up story that's supposed to make you kind of happy. And they basically all have to do with, you know, strangers just reaching out to each other and being kind. And I also encourage, if you are looking around and you're just really struggling to find the presence of God, then I suggest you be it for other people, because they might be struggling too. And the thing about God is that there's always room for us in his kingdom, right? There's not limited spots. There's plenty of room for anybody and everybody that wants to be there. And he invites us into his kingdom, wanting to transform us and help us to be his hands and feet on earth. And he wants to love us, even if we think, you know, maybe we don't deserve all his love and kindness, because, you know, even if we think we've used up all our chances with him, with God, there's always another chance, which is something I hear all the time as well. But I think it's so important to remember that. And like I said earlier, while God doesn't try to create these difficult times to test us, it's important to remember that through the hopelessness and through the numbness and through the fatigue, through the uncertainty, God is here with us, and he's ready to work in our lives all the time. Amen.